While it's been many years since I sat in a math class, somewhere in my brain, I do remember there being two types of division, long and short. But outside of math class, as all of us know, there are many, many more types of division. And they're on full display left and right in our time, our culture today. In high definition, in full color. That's why it's good to remember, and this gospel makes it explicit, that not all division is bad. In fact, it's part and parcel of the salvation story, and Jesus Christ is speaking about division today. And it's good division. Doctors know that there's such a thing. It's why they cut into flesh and divide the human body, taking out what is bad, diseased, or infected, and facilitating healing. Moms and dads know this. This is why they change dirty diapers and they separate what's harmful from their children. And we know it too. That's why you're all here. You've taken time out of this day. You have entered into this distinct time. You have chosen to be here into this holy time to worship God. Jesus speaks of this division that he's longing for, that he waits for, when all will be made clear, when the judgment of the world will be final, and his kingdom will finally be unleashed. He's speaking of his own passion and death, his cross, his resurrection. And he is in anguish until that is accomplished. One of the words in all of the readings today is waiting. And it's a very active word, whether it's Jesus in anguish, waiting for this division. Whether it's Jeremiah waiting in the cistern. Or whether it's the psalmist today who finds himself in a swamp, in mud. We see a lot of waiting. And I wonder if that might be a good word for us on this Sunday. I have never been in a cistern. I've never been stuck in mud or in a swamp. But one of the things that I do remember is if you are stuck in a hole, the first thing to do is to stop digging. Not a bad piece of advice. And I wonder to myself what that might look like. When we find ourselves in a hole, when we find ourselves overwhelmed or in a swamp or in the midst of a lot of stuff, to stop digging. Maybe it means we enter into silence, we take a deep breath, we push pause, we stop. And then, perhaps we call out for help. The psalm from today's Mass, Psalm 40. The man finds himself in a swamp. And he calls out for help. Lord, come to my aid. And then he begins to see. He begins to see things he didn't see before. A cleft in the rock. A helping hand. A way out, but it's only after the digging has stopped. It's only after the call to God for him to be with us that we discover his presence, which is found. My friends, I know this, that God always hears the voices of his children. And in our noisy age, in our confused age, in our divided time, I wonder if it might be good for us to seek God's division, for us to stop digging, to enter into some quiet, to call on His presence for help, and to be attentive to what we see. This past week in Family Circus, there was the family laying on the lawn, looking up at the clouds. The sun was seeing dinosaurs and animals in the clouds. And Dad was seeing school buses, bookcases, school things. The second reading today mentions clouds. Clouds usually are not good. But he speaks today not of clouds of darkness, but of the clouds of the saints, the witnesses that have gone before us. My friends, they are in our midst. Let us this week take notice. Let us pause, stop digging, reacting, call for help, and let's be attentive to what we see.